GR Mobile. Hearing the chunk, but no call sign. This is N0TR Mobile.
Hey, Brett, you got it before FCM?
N0TR. Tom, you still there?
You're like Patrick, but I didn't. He's a little fast on your identification there. Come back.
Hey, Tom, it was Patrick.
And, sir, and how's Mr. Patrick doing? I'm just headed down to a physical therapy appointment.
Good. I was just wondering if my radio was working. I know that wasn't me crunching earlier either. Steve and I were talking earlier, and it just quit. I don't know if there was something interfering with it where I was at or what, but I'm not where I'm usually at, so don't know what it would be.
Never know. We caught a radio operator doing that one time years ago, just sitting there whacking his handy-talky. But he deceased in doing that, or ceased in doing that, when confronted. But there's ways to track it down. But there's been quite a bit of QRM lately, and we hope that it stops. It's a kind of a nuisance. I think one of the things that they should emphasize in teaching, and I don't know that they don't, so I'm not criticizing, is that when people first get on, it's better if they tune up their radios and check their SWR and such on simplex at the lower end and the upper end of the 144, 148 megacycles there. They can get a good idea of their SWR and not be irritating everybody while they're doing it, and then call for a radio check on the repeater. That would be my teaching, but I don't know. So life goes. We just have to put up with it. It does get a little bit aggravating at times, Patrick.
Yeah, but we've all done that. I know I've done it. Good morning, KD2BNG.
Yeah, I'll let you go for now, Patrick, and I'll catch you down the line. And good morning to Glenn. And I got to watch traffic here. It's getting kind of thick. This is N0TR.
BNG. Oh, yeah, you're right. I got this driving thing going on, and it's a bit foggy. So let me stand by for a bit. I'll be listening. Good morning to anyone else. KD2BNG.
Still there. I got around these emergency vehicles, and it is foggy here. I don't know how far this traffic jam is going to last, but hope you're having a good day. You coming down through the mountains there this morning? Go back to watching the traffic here. This is N0TR.
Yeah, Patrick may have... it's that way everywhere, so... a couple of times, even during good weather, I've almost, you know, lost your... missed where I wanted to go, because I'm talking on the radio. But, yeah, I guess if anyone's out there, pay attention to what you're doing.
I'm going to physical therapy. Beats the emergency room. And I cut it off quick if I get into traffic. I'm old, Glenn.
Therapy for... you mentioned what it was, I think, at one time.
Most everything, mainly my back.
Would have been a good guess. That's the one guess that'll usually always be right. Yes, my back or my neck. When you get to a certain age, it's almost always that.
My neck sounds sort of like gravel. My wife does too when we turn our head. It's just that old rare disease, AGE. We can't get around it. It's more contagious than this new virus. But right now they were doing my back, and I can't do anymore. It's just that simple. It's making it worse. So this run to the doctor is for not, because I think it was going to be my last appointment anyways, but out of courtesy, I don't want to just not show up.
Physical therapy is in the nature of, like, chiropractic or something else? Because I've had some benefit from chiropractors.
Fall amount, it's all about choices in everything we do. I don't like chiropractors. I think they're great for temporary stuff. But I got a text there, and that was correct, too. But from the wife. And I don't touch the phone either when I'm driving. I just don't. And, but you know, from what they did, they stuck this stick between my legs, and of course, they always tell you one leg's longer than the other, and it was. I mean, I could physically see it a couple of inches. That hurt badly the first time. And the second time she tried it, it was totally unbearable. Extreme 10, and so she quit that. And then the other doctor had me do some laying on my side and stretching with that rubber band between your legs. So I'd call it as close to chiropractic as you can get, but I do believe in physical therapy. It does work. It just depends, but you know, when you get to a certain age, it's just not going to help anything. My back's degenerated in multiple places. And now I think my hips are going, so c'est la vie.
I'm an office worker, so what did I ever do? It's not like my job was dragging boulders up a hill. And my back has degenerated pretty bad. And that could be almost from sitting as much as working. But what was I going to say about that? Yeah, you know, the discs get herniated, they dry up, they get thin, the spine goes out of alignment. One leg longer than the other is pretty much true, I think, of any human being on the planet. One leg is, you know, a couple of millimeters longer than the other. You know, if it's that much longer that it's throwing off your stance, you know, that's when it's a problem. If it's more than a millimeter or two where you're standing funny, you know, then you gotta... And that again, chiropractic is good for that, but, you know, you have your own experience with them, I suppose.
She pulled my legs out, straightened them out, and then she says, look down here, and most assuredly, it was like 2 inches. And the next time I went in, a couple of weeks later, it was real close, but she tried it again, and it just totally unbearable. But I did see it work one time with my wife many, many years ago, probably in her 20s. And you could physically see her back out of alignment, and it was inflamed. It was red and hot. And she went to this doctor, and he popped that back in, and she never had any more problems for many years. I went to a pain management doctor last year and asked him for an epidural. And he looked at the MRI. He says, nope. He said, won't do it. He says, it'll give you some relief for about 2 weeks, and you'll be back in 2 weeks for one another one. And they cost several thousand dollars apiece, and there'd be no end to it. You got to have an anesthesiologist there to do it. Yada, yada, yada. And 5 minutes later, I was gone and paid my $200, and or the insurance company did, and left. So, at any rate, Glenn, it's getting real foggy down here, so I'll sign with you. Yeah, you have a nice day. I hope your back gets better. It's just something in the evolution of man, shall we say. KD2VNG and 0TR, 73.
RTR, KD2VNG, take care and watch where you're going in the fog. And hope your back feels better. We'll talk to you later. I haven't been on the net recently. Maybe this time I'll try to go. But 73s, you take care.